From WFIU Public Radio at Indiana University, welcome to the A Moment of Science podcast, bringing engaging science to those with unlimited curiosity but a limited amount of time.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from T. Rowe Price, managing investments for the long term with a consistent, disciplined approach. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence at TRoePrice.com.
Yael, have you ever tried smelling underwater?
Don, you can't smell underwater. You'd drown.
Not if I were a star-nosed mole. It seems that some land mammals that sometimes forage for food underwater, such as star-nosed moles and water shrews, may have the ability to sniff out food sources while submerged.
How do they do it?
While underwater, the moles exhale air bubbles onto objects they want to smell. Then they quickly re-inhale the bubbles to carry the odor back through the nose. Kenneth Catania, a biologist at Vanderbilt University, discovered the underwater sniffs when he made high-speed video recordings of swimming star-nosed moles and water shrews. The videos showed the moles and shrews were continuously blowing and re-inhaling air bubbles from their noses when hunting for food.
How did he know the animals were smelling and not just blowing bubbles?
He tested the moles and shrews to see if they could follow a scent trail to find a food source. He dragged an earthworm or fish across a piece of plexiglass and then placed the odoriferous plastic at the bottom of a water-filled tank. He found that both the water shrews and star-nosed moles could accurately follow the invisible scent trails using underwater sniffing in over 80% of trials.
Wow, like little underwater bloodhounds.
Yeah, maybe police departments should start training star-nosed moles to help track underwater criminals.
Oh, Don.
Oh, seriously enough, the surprising finding in the moles and shrews has scientists rethinking old assumptions that smell is a sense not used underwater. Perhaps we'll find that other aquatic mammals are underwater sniffers, too.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from Laura Hurley in biology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from BP, which is working to provide today's energy while transitioning to a low-carbon future. More information at bp.com/US.